BLUE.com today.
America tonight. Well, the big bad question is a little bit of what we were talking on a previous show about handguns and the Supremes. Should the court uphold Chicago's 1982 handgun ban? What do you say? I'm going to throw out the digits right at the top so you can chime in throughout the show. 1-800-259-5791. They're taking it up on Tuesday. In the meantime, the big news over the weekend, of course, was that devastating earthquake in Chile, 8.8 on the Richter scale. You can't say enough. You can imagine these people that are worried about looting. They're thirsty. They're looking for food. And it's the same scenario, whether it's a third world country, referring to Haiti, or Chile, still pretty tough to get to all the people and through all the rubble, especially near Concepcion, which is pretty much where the epicenter just outside of that was for that horrible quake. So here's the thing. A lot of people rolling up their sleeves and reacting, typical of what we do here, by the way, in the United States. The U.S. ambassador to Chile, Paul Simons, talked about helping out Americans in that country.
We have reached out through every means that we have, telephonic, email, other kinds of contacts we have, through our warden network to try to get a handle on how the Americans are doing. Up to this point, we have no confirmed reports of any fatalities or any serious injuries in the American community. Mm-hmm. However, we do not have good information back from the Concepcion area. We've had a few sporadic reports. But we have not established a regular communication. The lines are down, electricity is down, so a lot of the cell phones have lost their charges.
Right.
There's no water. There are some public security issues down there that the government is dealing with. Obviously, the situation down in the immediately affected area is very, very serious.
All right, so what about a lot of the Americans that are there are students that are doing internships, they're studying abroad. It's a very big hotbed area for all kinds of things from medicine to financial. And trust me, there were a lot of college students in the area. Here's one, Allie Knight, who was studying abroad when the quake happened, talked about her experience.
I was in my apartment building sleeping, and I was woken up to an abrupt shaking, and it was really surprising and shocking because I wasn't sure really what was going on. So I just woke up and I was sitting in my bed, and then I heard screams and I heard things crashing to the floor, such as vases, paintings, and cups and plates. And then 2 seconds later, my host dad ran into the room and said, "Earthquake, earthquake, come here now." And so we were standing under the doorpost for about 2 minutes. Yeah, it was the scariest 2 minutes of my life.
Yeah, you can imagine if any of you listening have ever been in any kind of an earthquake or near the aftermath of one, you know exactly what that's like. It's the weirdest thing. And you've seen the pictures, I'm sure. This is radio, but you know the descriptions. Upside down boats that are all of a sudden in the middle of the city, cars flipped all over the place, a lot of the buildings just toppled, falling apart, and people were in a pretty big, busy area. So the numbers of the people dead in this case really will have to be waited on. It's just Haiti. The hardcore numbers, they don't know at this point. Maybe they'll get lucky, those that are searching, some of the police and some of the other crews that are out there, some of those rescuers looking for survivors, maybe they'll get lucky and be able to find some of them. You know, the greatest thing that happened in the silver lining in Haiti was the fact that I think every night I got on the air, I'd say, "Oh, my gosh, it's a miracle. It's been 5 days, it's been 6 days, it's been 7 days, it's been 8 days." And there would be somebody that they would find. So at this point, that's exactly what's happening there. And they're trying to get food and water, and they're trying to especially prevent that looting that I mentioned. Because you can imagine with the grocery stores falling apart, you have people running in and out looking for food, looking for a way to survive. Now, I also said this number yesterday. And, you know, you never know a hardcore number either on this one, but the quake damage could reach about $30 billion. What a twist of fate for that country, because they were sailing high economically. That was, you know, Chile was really booming. But now with this earthquake, with all the damage to really to the South American nation's economy, probably $30 billion is pretty accurate because of the amount of damage and also the damage, let's face it, to the gross domestic product of that country. Who's out of work and what are they not taking care of at this point? Of course, a lot of people. Whatever they were doing, that's been shut down until all of this is figured out. The death toll from the quake, they're pretty much sticking with that 708 for now. And more than half of the damage is expected to come from the state of Santiago, and that includes the capital and their population. If you've ever been there or you've known anyone that's gone there, is 5 million. So you can just imagine what a crazy nightmare that is for the people there. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about Chile, of course, in this show. And Hillary Clinton, that's a Freudian slip, huh? The Secretary of State is on her way and is visiting Chile tomorrow. She was headed to Latin America anyway for some talks, but now the focus, I'm sure, will be that area and the devastation that's there. But there were some other things that went on during the day of interest, and you can be sure that we'll jam to that. You know, this is water cooler buzz. That's what we do best on this show, all over the place, because there are a couple of other key things I think worth talking about, including this one, because, I'm sure I went off on this at the time when I heard they were going to go in this direction, but thank goodness justice prevailed here. Brian David Mitchell, does that name ring a bell? He's accused of kidnapping Utah teenager at the time, Elizabeth Smart, back in 2002. A judge ruled that, oh yes, my friends, he is competent to stand trial. Here's the thing. They were trying to say that he wasn't, that he was, crazy, whatever, and go down that lane. But luckily that didn't happen. I mean, he pretty much, we know the story, he went in, she was 14 years old, stuck a knife in her throat pretty much, and said, come with me, and all of a sudden, 9 months later, walking down the street in Salt Lake City suburbs, somebody recognized her, and next thing you know, that whole thing unraveled for them, but I think they need to throw away this guy and never, ever, ever look back. I mean, Smart even was brave enough to testify at that competency hearing for him back in October. And she talked about what happened when she was held captive in Utah and California, because that's what they did. They took her after she was kidnapped and took her to a wooded area behind her house and did a mock marriage ceremony. Just a sick, sick idiot. And now, thank goodness, he will have to stand trial for what he did, and part of that is because she was brave enough to face him in a courtroom, which had to be terrible, because a lot of the details of what went on were never really talked about or released. It was just assumed, and just, there was kind of sweeping things of, all right, there was this fake marriage and this and this and this, but she had to go into some pretty big details, so. And how about this? Governor Patterson, if you check the website, americatonight.net, you'll see on Friday, he decided to do a two-step and announce he wasn't going to run for that office again. And remember, part of this was because of what he covered up allegedly with an aide. Now there's pressure on him to resign, and he's saying, hey, I'm not stepping down, I'm staying no matter what. I'm sticking in here for the remaining 10 months, folks. I am going to be your governor. Wow. Why is that significant? We'll talk about it a little bit later here in this Hour of America Tonight. Hang with us.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps to grab or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information,
on the next generation of Thin Glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com.
That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com.
And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit. Make sure. Hands go.
Wow.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
All right, I mentioned this right at the top of the show. This is huge, and we have been talking about this, I think, forever here on America Tonight, folks. I don't know if you carry a gun, you're in a concealed and carry state, or you absolutely abhor guns and they scare you to death, or whatever your take is on it. Here's the scoop. The Supreme Court is taking up the... They're taking up this Chicago handgun ban that's been around for 28 years. Yeah. And part of the deal is the plaintiffs in this are not really what you would call your stereotypical gun rights advocates. They're kind of law-abiding Chicagoans, if that makes sense. Not that somebody who's a gun owner isn't that. But the description fits, I believe. And... they say that the handgun ban should be allowed, they should have that lifted. They should be allowed to protect themselves. Because, you know, here's what some people think of with the gun deal. They think of crazy people. That's what they, let's be honest about it. But Chicago's ban on the sale and possession of handguns has been weathering all kinds of legal challenges for years. Now this attention is big because of the court in 2008 striking down that D.C. deal, the District of Columbia deal. Now they're going to have to decide whether the ruling on D.C., a city with a weird federal status, as you know, should apply to local and state laws, too. Now, the lead plaintiffs, as I was saying, there's 4 of them, decided to fight the city's gun ban for different reasons. One family decided they were going to go after this because in 2006, it's a family named the Lawsons, when the wife, Colleen, was home alone with the flu, 3 men tried to jimmy her back door. Ooh, that's scary. They ran off, luckily, when they saw her through a window. But, boy, that's pretty close to getting in. And they think now that a handgun would allow them to protect their family and give them the peace of mind that they would have with being able to have that gun. And the woman talked about heading into this case that her grandmother kept a pistol in her apron so she could protect the kids. Then there is, and this is one of the lead guys, the 76-year-old guy who came to Chicago, moved to Chicago from Louisiana when he was like 17. He worked his way up the ranks from janitor to maintenance engineer, and a good job allowed him and his wife to pretty much buy a decent house on the south side of Chicago. You know where I'm going with this, in 72, and they raised their family there. Now he's a grandfather, and he's watched the neighborhood just deteriorate. I mean, that is a terrible place to live. Now you just, I mean, you hear gunfire, do I have to tell you, there constantly. Fights, gunfire, liquor bottles everywhere. Three times this poor man has had his house broken into. Once the front door was wide open and the burglars still out front when his wife and daughter came home from church. And then a few years ago he called the police to report the gunfire, only to be confronted by a man who told him he'd heard about that call and threatened to kill him. Threatened to kill him. So these people in Chicago are saying, bully to this. I don't want to leave this way. I mean, I don't want to live this way. I'm seeing what happened with the challenge in D.C. And they know what happened there and decided, well, you know what? We're going to try to do the same thing. Why can't we have this? Why can't we have this here? Now, Mayor Richard Daley said he was pretty sure Chicago would prevail and stressed that cities and states should be able to decide how to protect their citizens. Yeah. The Supreme Court decision is big. I mean, will the justices be swayed by some of the people that I just mentioned to you in their personal stories of what could have happened? Boy, it's chilling. You think of the woman with the flu laying in bed. And see, I know something a little bit about this, just a personal story. I lived in Las Vegas in what I thought was a pretty safe area. I mean, but what's safe, right? You had a guard gate and a guard that was stationed there. And one night after I had come back and had fallen off to sleep, there was sort of this, I mean, heavy knock at the door. And I thought it was a friend. I thought it was a friend, like, wow, why, this is late. This is like 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever it is. And I got up to go to the door. It was a kick door robber. Kicked the door right in my face. But as he kicked the door in the face, I yelled and scared him off. But the door came off the hinges. So I had no gun. And when the police came and took down the information, the officer told me at the time, because then I was single then, he said, you know, you might think about getting a gun, but here's the thing. Then you're going to want another gun with the serial numbers etched off of it, because you've got to have the proof that the guy was coming after you. And I thought, oh, by the time I would actually, in the case scenario he was presenting to me, pull the trigger, nail someone, then what, get sued for not killing them, or get in trouble for killing them, and it turns out they don't have a weapon other than they don't have a gun, but they have an axe. It was, you know, forget about it. I actually moved from the place, and they nailed the guy because he had pistol whipped a couple and had been caught doing a couple of other things all related to robberies. But it was pretty scary and made me really think hard about that. But, you know, my saying here on the show, if you're going to own a gun, you have to know how to use it, been to the range, feel completely competent of what you are going to do if you're in that situation. Now, you hope most people are level-headed and it's not a situation at a bar where someone goes crazy and they're drinking too much and start boasting or saying nonsense and whip out a gun and some tragedy happens. We've seen that happen. And that's always the argument against it. It's like I was talking to someone the other day. They said, you know, the thing is, in the saloons in the Old West, who took your gun when you came into the saloon? Because those are rough times, man. Got caught cheating on cars or did something you weren't supposed to do with the ladies or broke the law in some other way. The bartender had all the guns behind the bar. I think that it's going to be a D.C. ruling. I think that the gun ban is going to be lifted, but we'll see. Matt, what do you think? Do you have any experience? Have you ever, you know, you've had some apartments since you've been out of school and stuff. Have you ever had any kind of a break-in or a scare or anything with somebody trying to get your stuff or get you?
No, nothing like that, I guess. They're
oh,
just,
thank goodness.
They're scared of me, I guess.
Hopefully you live in a decent, well, do you feel like you live, and see, there is no safe area, but do you feel like you live in a safe area?
It depends. At times, yes, and then other times, no, because getting off this show late at night, there's some times where the parking lot at my apartment building gets filled up, and I have to park further down the street, and I'll be walking where it's not so lit, and I'm always very well of my surroundings when that happens, and I'm always looking over my shoulder just making sure no one's popping out at that time.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing, and that's same with women. You know, they're worried to death looking over the both shoulders, it's dark, it's late at night, all that sort of stuff, and you're not pulling into a garage. But same with guys, because, hey, somebody needed some cash, now people are so brazen, they'll come up to you. And, you know, if someone sticks a gun in your back, you have no weapon. He's got a couple of people with him, and they want to take you to an ATM to get money out.
That's why you got to study some Krav Maga or karate or something.
I think so, too. I think that everybody should have some plan, some form of self-defense. If it's not a weapon, because you're not comfortable with a weapon, or you just don't want to go in that direction, you're not against guns, but it's just not for you, then I think you need to have some kind of a plan, whatever the plan is. Not to be a paranoid, crazy, schizophrenic nation, but I gave you my example. I lived in an area that was supposedly safe, that had a guard gate, that the guard said hello to me when I went in. And I certainly never, and there was only two entrances, and it was a small enough place, and they were locked. I never, ever would have thought that, I don't know, I just would never have wrapped my mind. And I was in a lit area, and it was pretty brazen of the guy, really, because a lot of people could have seen. I would never have ever thought that would have happened there. And that's exactly what the point is of the people in Chicago. That's what they're making. The points that they're making. Hey, this is what happened in D.C., and geez, now we're thinking about this because this happened to us, and we want the right to be able to do that. You think of the older man, and how sad is that? This is his house. This is where he's lived his whole life, and now it's turned into a war zone. And they'll come in and they'll take whatever they want of his, and he's got no defense. So I think they make a very good case. And I think the Supreme Court is going to lift the ban, or basically go along with what happened with D.C., but we'll see. You can always throw in your 2 cents on this one, 800-259-5791. More odds and ends coming up around the bend.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Send me emails here in America tonight. Thanks about the Chicago gun ban and whether or not you think it should be lifted after 28 years. I gave you the examples of the people who were the plaintiffs and part of this case going before the Supremes. And that's what we're talking about, that and a few other things here as we jump to odds and ends on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. How are you?
Well, hi, Kate. How are you?
You know what? I'm going to be really honest with you. I think somebody gave me a flu bug. Have you ever had a flu bug where you're just dizzy and you're like, I don't know how to describe it to you. It just sort of hits you?
Yeah.
It's
you better
terrible.
Find them and give it back and tell them, no, thank you very much.
Exactly. I'm on a hunt for whoever gave me the flu bug. But I can tell you it's not the swine flu, at least, so that's a good thing. We've eliminated that.
Well, that's good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I, number one, was calling to see if you got my email with the documents attached. Did you get it?
I didn't. I'll have to go look. I'll look again and see if I got it.
I sent it yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
So I didn't know, and I sent a follow-up this afternoon about, you know, did you get it? And I hadn't heard anything, so I thought I'd call and ask.
Okay. I don't know if I got it or not. I'll check the email and let you know if I did or not. Did you hear my deal on the gun ban? What do you think?
Well, I think it should never have been there in the first place.
Yeah, of course. That's I think that, too.
In Chicago, can you imagine the stupidity of whoever put that one in place? I mean, that's got to be one of the unsafest places forever, ever living in.
That's what I think. You hear that poor guy, and you just, you know, the amount of robberies and the brazenness of it and his whole life, he scraped to get there. And you just got to think, he needs a pistol, man. I'm sorry. He needs to be able to protect himself.
Well, I just think the whole thing is tragic, and I think it should never have happened, and it wouldn't have if it hadn't been for these knee-knee yahoos that think, oh, we got to protect everybody from guns, when they're not turning on their brain and realizing criminals are going to get guns. That's the bottom line. So,
oh, the black market. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm glad you said that. You know how the black market would be huge, Dana. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It would thrive in the United States.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely. So
I mean,
this might
be crazy.
My opinion is it should never have been there in the first place.
No, so, I completely agree with you. You know what? It's funny. I was looking through the email, just everybody's listening, and I have not gotten your... email.
You don't see anything from Nuked Boomer from yesterday?
No.
Well, I'll send
Did you
send it? Again.
I'll say this address to anybody who's listening. Delaney Media Group at live.com.
That's not what you sent me. You sent me Kate.
Oh, no, don't go with that one. Go with Delaney, because I didn't get that. Go with Delaney. You got a pen? Everybody can,
no,
anyone
that's what
can
I'm
send.
Looking for.
Anybody can send me anything they want to at this one. It's Delaney Media Group. Delaney Media Group at live. It's easy to remember. At live.com.
Ah, I sent it to your other one. That's
okay, send
the
it.
Email came back.
Send it to that one, and it'll
okay.
For sure it'll get through. If the email's clean, I would be stunned if it didn't.
Delaney Media Group at.
At live.com.
Live.com. I hear that one very often.
You know, you don't even say your name very much anymore. It's all about what is your web address.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that? I don't care how old you are, what your service retired, whatever. Everybody has, what is your web address? If you're 5 years old, what's your web address? That's what it's about. So send it there, and I'll check it out. Send it to me, and I'll make sure, and I'll send you a note back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. And so, as I said, you can chime in and throw your two cents on Dana. As she says, obviously, it shouldn't have been there in the first place. And it is true. I mean, Chicago, boy, that is can be a rough city. You look at that crime rate, especially on the south side where one of the plaintiffs is. And it's scary stuff. And there's no, I mean, if you've got some other way to defend yourself, I suppose, but that's what the issue is. You know that old saying about you can't bring a knife to a gunfight. Somebody sticks a gun in your face. Well, you know, who do you think is going to win that one? It's obvious, right? A couple of other quick things in odds and ends. This is just kind of a funny thing. It's worth mentioning about Barack Obama. They did the report on him the other day about how he had a good, clean bill of health, except for that he should try harder to quit his smoking habits. So his team of doctors are warning him that, oh, yeah, nicotine kills and all that other stuff. But the other thing, and I didn't realize this till today when I was reading some stuff, that they recommend, I guess no more beer summits, moderation of alcohol intake. I'll tell you what, it would seem, man, when you're like in that job, the pressure of that job, I don't care who it is, I'm just saying, hey, you want to be president, that's what you get. But if you're going to try to quit smoking when you're in that office and you've done it, it's been a lifetime habit, good luck. What, nicotine gum? The patch? Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be pretty tough. I mean, look, the guy plays basketball and exercises and he's not heavy, but he's got these other things, especially smoking. If any of you have tried to quit smoking, you know what I'm talking about. It is just, I guess, brutal. I haven't been there, but I know from other people that I've talked to. Hey, speaking of Obama, one of the things that he has been talking about for a long time, well, everybody who gets in the office talks about this, and we hear this every single time, is what to do about education and how to get more kids educated, how to get more kids into jobs, how to keep more kids interested in school. And one of the things that he talked about earlier out of D.C. was doing something about the dropout rate. Here's what he said.
And today I want to announce steps my administration will take to help end the dropout crisis in the African-American community, in the Latino community, and in the larger American community. Because we know that about 12% of America's schools produce 50% of America's dropouts, We're going to focus on helping states and school districts turn around their 5,000 lowest performing schools in the next 5 years. And Arnie will be amplifying and providing details on how we can do this. We'll not only challenge states to identify high schools with graduation rates below 60%, we're going to invest another $900 million in strategies to get those graduation rates up. Strategies like transforming schools from top to bottom by bringing in a new principal and training teachers to use more effective techniques in the classroom. Strategies like closing a school for a time and reopening it under new management, or even shutting it down entirely and sending its students to a better school. We've got an obligation as a country to give them the support they need, because when principals and teachers succeed, then our children succeed. Government has a responsibility. Government can help educate students to succeed in college and a career. Government can help provide the resources to engage dropouts and those at risk of dropping out. And when necessary, government has to be critically involved in turning around lowest performing schools.
All right, amen. I mean, whatever you can do to protect that whole dropout rate, because you at least you don't want to have to go back and do the GED thing if you don't have to. Sometimes circumstances are that it's just critical wherever it is that the high school student lives. They've got to chip in for the family business or something. It sounds like an excuse, but in some hard times for some people, and that's what happens, and then the kid floats away from school. How many people listening have had to go get back and get a GED? And here's the deal. So what happens is you go and you look for jobs, you know, and then you get these job applications that you have to fill out all these crazy things. I mean, the whole thing about the felony, of course, and, you know, references and all of that, and are you willing to take a drug test? But one thing that I hate that's happened in the last probably 4 or 5 years is, with the economy the way it is now in the last couple of years, one of the things that employers do is they hold credit histories against people. This is a crazy number. 60% of employers that were recently surveyed by a group called the Society for Human Resource Management, check this out, said they run credit checks on at least some of the job applicants, compared with 42% in a similar survey, you know, let's say, you know, 4 years ago. So, and the employers are saying, look, we give these checks, this is valuable information about an applicant's honesty and their sense of responsibility. Wow, I gotta say, that is so unfair. How about somebody who went out, started their own business, and because they were doing well, and it wasn't their own fault even, the business went upside down, they had to file for bankruptcy or something else happened. Maybe they had a health problem that cleaned the coffers. You just don't know what somebody's personal situation is. So you've got folks in at least 16 states, probably from South Carolina to Oregon, who are, and I bravo to them, who are proposing outlawing most of those checks, saying it traps people in debt because of their past financial problems, and it prevents them from finding a job. So how many strikes can you have against them? And like I said, medical bills can pile up. You have a kid that's sick, and you got to pay the medical debt, and then all of a sudden somebody looks at your background and they see, wow, you know, geez, look at that. Look at the amounts of they're paying on these cards, you know, what the ratio is to the card. But they don't know the background. They don't know that the son had seizures or there was something wrong and there was surgeries involved. And I just think it's wrong. I don't think you should base hiring. I think it's discrimination. I don't think you should base hiring someone on credit history. Did Donald Trump ever go bankrupt? Have any of the successful business people in America ever turned over a business? The answer to that is yes. So how is it fair for anybody in the middle class trying to find a job where they get hammered with these credit checks? Yeah, I think it's wrong, and I hope that more states do that and say, forget it, they can't, it's illegal, you can't check the credit history. Hang with us, much more to come here on ATN.
Lose lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.YourHCG.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at YourHCG.com. We love you.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Lifting the Chicago gun ban, do you think the Supreme Court should do it after 28 years they've had it in that city? And also the other thing is states are talking about banning credit checks. You know, you go to apply for a job and some your credit score counts against you, which weird things can also get reported on your credit reports that are erroneous. And then you're going to get denied a job and you might be perfect for the position. I think it's wrong. I hope that there are more states that really, really, really do that and take a close look at it. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net or throw the two in at 800-259-5791. And without further ado, so many of you had things to say about me singing the Canadian National Anthem. We're going to go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's see. This one is from Anne in Missouri. And she's saying she hasn't heard it. How do I connect to your rendition of the anthem on the net? You already know I like your show. We don't have too many conservative voices. Keep up the good work, and thanks for supporting the troops, of whom my son is one, having been in Iraq twice. Well, thank your son for his service in Iraq, and luckily the fact that he's been able, that he's come back. Thank goodness. Whew. Thank goodness. Okay, so there is, that's easy. You go to americatonight.net, and there is a feature section. You click on the top, and there's a feature section called What You Missed. You click on that, and it'll have, it'll say Kate loses the bet with Sam or whatever it says. Click on that, and it'll play my O Canada version. Yeah. What can you do? I tried. Okay, so here's some of the thoughts on that. This one's from Big Jim. Kate, thumbs up, man. I thought you had a pretty good voice. I got to admit, yes, you were right, and you were kind of bashful about it, saying it's a short anthem. But you did good, sister, and you honored the bet, and that's key. So you could have backed out of it at your show. You didn't even have to take the bet from Sam, who was chiding you all along constantly about how great the Canadians were, so bravo. Here's one from Moonman. Kate, I happened to tune in right when you were singing that national anthem. I thought it was the most hysterical thing, and you didn't even use the music. Good for you. I thought you actually did a fine, fine job. It can be tough to sing when you're not a natural singer. Boy, that's true. I am definitely not a natural singer. Here's one from Katie, okay, and she says, hey, we have the same name, or maybe we don't. You go by Kate. Does anyone ever call you Katie? The answer to that is yes. Growing up, everybody called me that. And then she says, I enjoyed listening to you sing the Canadian national anthem, only too bad. I was hoping he would have to do the Star Spangled Banner. And for people who don't know, he actually did have to sing the Star Spangled Banner. He had to sing it on a couple of days previous to that, because, well, when the Canadians and the Americans met the first time, because the Canadians lost to the Americans, if you remember, 5-3. So Sam, that's when we first came up with the idea of the bet. So he came on and he sang the Star Spangled Banner. So he did honor his side of the bet. Here's one from Gigi. Hey, Kate, really, really, really enjoying the show. I know you've been talking about guns. What do you think? Did you say you think the ban should be lifted? Yes, absolutely. I think the ban should be lifted. I don't own a gun, but I have people in, it's funny, I have two, in my own life, I have people who are really anti-gun, who are really pro-gun, or people who think you should just have the right to bear arms. And I don't have a gun. But I think that you should have the right to own a gun, but I'm for responsible gun ownership. In other words, the concealed carry, you have to go through what you have to go through, you know, at a shooting range and the testing and all that stuff. And then you know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing and know and be prepared to use it, use that weapon if you're going to own that weapon. I mean, that is the key, key thing here. We got a couple of more. Dennis. Hey, Kate. Hope that you're getting ready for March Madness. I heard you say that you're going to do Nail the Score in March Madness. And yes, my friend, when we get to March Madness, we are going to do a special version of Nail the Score. Maybe somebody will win all those fabulous prizes they weren't able to win during the NFL season. One can only hope that that will happen. It's the same philosophy. We'll pick a random team, whatever the matchup happens to be. You tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Here's one from Bucky. Hey, I've heard you talk about the gun deal a couple of times, and you always say you're a supporter of the Second Amendment. Bravo. Have you ever shot a gun? And the answer to that is yes. I've shot shotguns before. I've been at the range with the I did a couple of stories with police officers where they had me. That taught me how to use a gun, and I did it for a television story I was doing a while back, cleaning a gun, the whole deal. Now, when I had my rifle experience, and I guess I'll tell you this. When I had my rifle experience, there was a baseball player. I hope he's not listening. His name is Rusty Greer, and he used to play for the Texas Rangers. And he used to hunt. He was a big hunter. And he had a charity thing, a big charity deal where people went out and paid and shot at clay targets and all that, you know, clay pigeons and all that stuff. So he asked me, hey, come on out. And he was out there with a guy named Will Clark, who used to play for the Giants and then also played for the Rangers. So I went out. And, you know, they wanted me to do it, to shoot it and everything. And I was like, oh, this is a piece of cake. And, you know, look at the targets. This is going to be fun. And for some reason, I don't know why. You know, when you get into your head that you want to do something a certain way, you want to hold a gun a certain way, for example, I didn't want to tuck the gun in. I just didn't. I didn't feel comfortable with it really tucked into my shoulder. I don't know why. Probably because when I talked to people, they kept scaring me and saying, oh, you're little. Oh, gosh, you know, 5'5", you'll get knocked back on your butt the second you pull the trigger on that. Just be prepared for that giant blast that's going to take you backwards. And it just became so put in my head that when I went to shoot the targets, I did have the gun away. Well, needless to say, I missed. I shot a couple times. They were shocked, like, what are you doing? And the next day, I woke up. True story. I have never seen a bruise like this. From probably my shoulder all the way down to my elbow, I mean, it was yellow. It was like the color of a banana. And then had some little purple things in the middle of it. And they just busted my chops for that, for not listening to what they were trying to tell me. Like, you know, don't listen when people tell you, yes, there might be a kick, but it's not going to kick you all the way back on the ground. And so it was interesting. And I was much better, needless to say, with a small handgun than I was with a shotgun. And it was just because I had that in my head about the kickback. And so it scared me. How about that? I blame Rusty Greer for that one. And, of course, he was hitting everything. From the time he was a kid, he was a big-time hunter, so he knew exactly what he was doing. If you've been cruising around lately, as we're done with our mailbag segment, I don't know if you've noticed this wherever it is that you live, whether you live in the boonies or you live in a big suburban area outside of a big city, or you live in the big city and you're listening. Have you seen what gas has been lately? What they're talking about now is we're probably going to see the price of gasoline go on the rise. And part of that is just the typical thing that happens in the season, because you're getting ready for Memorial Day, and then the summer comes on the heels of that. So there's always, it always goes up, because they know, I mean, the price of gasoline, I think, goes up, clicks up, again, knowing that people are going to take little mini vacations. So right now it's about $3 a gallon, or a little bit less depending on where you live, but it'll probably go higher than that $3 a gallon amount. Just don't get to four, baby. It gets to four, all of you are calling up the show and complaining.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.